Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back. House of the Lord this morning. Appreciate the service thus far. Appreciate the song service. And I'm glad as you just sang that someone cares for you. Believe the scripture says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The fourth chapter of 1 John, little John, fourth chapter. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read this morning. Start with the first verse. We probably, well, it's got 21 verses. We're just going to read them all this morning. Say again, we appreciate you. We appreciate you being here. And I do need your prayers. We'll be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I appreciate the working of the Lord. He normally knows how to fix things. He knows how to set things in order. He really does. I don't know this morning altogether what we'll do or what we'll say. Seemingly got a thought, but I'm just a thinking the last couple of days about how people think. It's dangerous. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I can't read minds. But just the general thinking of how people think. I believe Paul said in one place, he said he couldn't speak unto them concerning spiritual things. He said, because you're carnal. You're carnal. And I thought, you know, you listen to songs. I'm gonna talk to you a minute before I get started, I guess, but I listen to mostly gospel stations. If you got Sirius XM Enlightened, I've listened to it for years, and I got my thoughts of how things are going. And I never was one, just to be honest with you, that catered too much to country singers singing a gospel song. This is neither here nor there, but it's one of my pet peeves, I guess. I just don't get nothing out of it. your local gospel station, WLJA, JLJA, is that right? WLJA.
WLJA.
All right. They've got purchased.
Yeah.
They've got bought out.
Yeah.
March the 5th is the official changeover, but they've done changed. And every country singer in the world's got them a gospel song.
Amen.
Now, you say, preacher, this ain't the place or the time. Well, this is on my mind. I might as well get it off before I get to preaching. Thinking, the logic, and a lot of their advertisement comes out that it's in the beat. It's in the pulse. It's in the rhythm. The message, it's what they're saying. The message, it's in the beat. It's in the pulse. The thinking, the terminology. I know and I realize that I've got my set ways. They're set. We ain't going to change them. I just got my line of thinking. Well, Brother Bill Gaither's, he gets every country music star he can singing gospel songs. It's a pet peeve of mine, okay? You say, preacher, you don't think they can be saved? I know they can be saved. But I just happen to know the evidence that a lot of them ain't saved. It don't mix. It don't work. Are you not carnal? Are you not carnal? Now, I'm going to say a few things that probably ain't going to set very well. So you listen to people talk about heaven, and most of what they're going for is carnal. Most. You take the word of God and it makes mention in the 21st chapter, I believe it is. It talks about the walls of jasper, the streets of gold, the foundations, the pearls and all. And people are going to heaven to walk the streets of gold and to view the jasper walls. Now, I'm not out of turn here. It's exactly what people think. It's exactly what people sing about. And the truth of it is, if you read the Word of God, if you just read the first or second verse in that 21st chapter, you'd find out that he saw heaven coming down. Did he not? As a bride adorned for her husband. Folks, there's not one carnal thing about it. Bible says that John was in the Spirit. And brethren, when he saw the heaven, the new Jerusalem, is that not right? The heaven, it come down. And he says, now is the tabernacle of God with men. Folks, say something wrong when we put everything carnal in heaven, when God's got everything spiritual in our kingdom today. Yes, he does. I can't help it. I cannot believe it. Brethren, the tabernacle of God is with men, and it dwells with them this morning. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm not going to heaven. Thank God to be catered naturally. No, sir. We're not going, my friend. The fact of it is, you ain't going unless the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ been applied. Woo! Hallelujah! Brethren, I once was lost, but thank God now I'm found. I ain't lost no more. These things, my friend, I know how it is. I really do. I know how folks get things messed up. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't listen to gospel music, brethren, to cater to this outward man, but brethren, to the inward soul today. That's what needs the message. We've got off the mark because we're carnal this morning. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I ain't gonna read no more. Greater. What's that mean? Greater. Brethren, does that mean that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? I want to talk about it's bigger on the inside. Glory! Hallelujah! Thank God I'm greater and bigger on the inside this morning. The love of God is how great? We sung it, did we not? How great is it? Greater far. Huh? If the ocean was filled with ink and every stalk on earth a quill, huh? Greater! You get the picture? Thank God it's greater this morning. These people, my friend, that needs to do one thing in their life, and that one thing is they need to get born again. Get out of the flesh. Thank God, find out what the Spirit is. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. Bigger on the inside. They sang that song. I heard it a little over a month ago, I guess, for the first time, and I thought, I've listened. I don't know. Well, some things catch my mind and my attention. And the first time I heard it, I listened. For whatever reason, I got to listening to the song. And he talks about how bigger. Well, the man that wrote that song, he was in that group. And I don't know where it's Gold City or the Tribute Court or somebody, anybody. some of the groups. And the story behind that song is this, and I thought, it's beautiful. It's wonderful how God gets our attention. Yes, it is. Thank God. Sometimes
It's about like Moses on the backside of the mountain of God. Yes, sir. You go and read it and find out if it wasn't, my friend, the mountain of God. Horeb. Mount Horeb. Yes, sir. Go and read. Find it. Brethren, he spent 40 years back there. 40 years keeping them sheep. Yes, sir. I always said that he is in training. And the truth of it is, he was. God hadn't yet appeared unto Moses since he had fled. Go and read it. Listen, folks. This thing's bigger on the inside. Bigger on the inside. Brethren, if it ain't greater on the inside, you ain't got what it takes. But the writer that wrote this song said they, you know how these singers are, they'll book a big tours or a place or whatever, and then they get into those cities and they'll have two or three nights that they sang elsewhere. And the writer of this song got to talking. He said we pulled up in the parking lot, and he said the bus was bigger than the church. I don't doubt it. You? Huh? It don't take a big house to have a meeting. No, sir. No, sir. I've been in where there's two or three. Thank God in them two or three was me and the Lord. Hell! Yes, sir. Hadn't you been there? God come by. Thank God just fill your house. Woo! 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 Thank God that needs to happen more often. Yes, it does. He said they got out of the bus and said the pastor had met them there to open the doors where they could get ready. And said he got out and said the pastor come up to him. He said, "Don't worry about it. It's bigger on the inside." That meant that's where the message come from. I don't care whether you like it or not. My friend, bigger on the inside. Greater's he, brother, that's in you than he that is in the world. You've got something greater, folks, than the world's got today. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You got more than the president. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher. I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, I thought on the way here this morning, and during the summertime, you see a lot. Sunday morning, see a lot of boats. You know what? They ain't going to meeting. Huh? How we measure success a lot of times is by what we own. Is that not right? Your portfolio. How much you worth? How much you worth? You know, the truth of it is, when it's all said and done, you'll wind up about a $3 sack of fertilizer. Yeah. I'm not trying to be funny. It's just a fact. Folks, that's going to heaven, thank God, it ain't gonna die. Amen. No, sir. I'm going home one day. Yes, sir. Thank God. And it's not because of what Randy's done. It's because of what Jesus has done. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't worry about it. It's bigger on the inside. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. You ever been to a place, my friend? If you've ever been around very much preaching, we used to have what we call cottage prayer meeting. They'd give it out to church and they'd say there's going to be a cottage prayer meeting down here for Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so. They're shut in, they ain't able to go no more, and we're going to have cottage prayer meeting. And I've been in some of them cottage prayer meetings, my friend, that it got big. It got bigger than the house. Yes, sir. It's bigger on the inside. I'm going to tell you something. It's better on the inside. Brethren, it's great. It's the greatest thing that you'll ever have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Folks, it ain't about this carnal man. It ain't about what you going to heaven for. Well, preacher, I want to see them streets of gold and the walls of jasper. Why don't you read your book? Why don't you just believe what he says in the book? I've said it for years. Brethren, that 21st chapter is not talking about heaven. And the fact of it is, there's very little description of heaven in the whole Bible. Preacher, I've had people, my friend, to come out of meetings, shake my hand and said, oh, what a wonderful message that was. Take about two steps out on the porch and you hear them talking about everything they're going to have in heaven. They didn't hear a word the man said. Huh? Shouted. I mean shouted. Thank God. Wonder what they're shouting about. You hear me? Brethren, don't wait till you get there. Brethren, to shout, thank God, shout today. Has he not brought it to us? Are we not living in the kingdom of heaven? Amen. Folks, if we're not, I've read that book wrong. What did Jesus bring? What did John preach? He wasn't prophesying. He is preaching. He preached what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that not what he preached? Brethren, they is waiting on it, Crafton. Thank God they didn't have to wait no more. He brought it. Jesus Christ preached, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everything he told them, Daniel, thank God, was a spiritual kingdom. Amen. And you had to be alive, thank God, to be part of it today. Amen. There ain't no dead men in the kingdom. No, sir. No, not one. It don't bother me a bit. It don't, Bruce. It don't bother me a bit, my friend, to let you know I can't wait to get to heaven because this man ain't going.
Amen.
He ain't going to be there. It don't matter. It don't matter what takes you out of this world. My friend, if you're a child of God, if you're a child of the King, my friend, if you know Him, brethren, you're not going to be left behind.
Amen.
Glory! It's just a short distance home. Yes, sir. Bigger on the inside. Bigger on the inside. I've been in meetings, my friend. Yes, sir. I've been in meetings when they wouldn't 9, 10 of us. But thank God us 9 and 10 went to meeting. You know what I mean? We made the crossing. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Folks, I can't help it. It's what I got. We go too much on what the carnal mind knows. Yes, we do. Now I'm going to tell you something. If you don't submit yourself to the inward man, my friend, you'll lead one miserable life.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. You'll have no benefits. You'll have no rewards. What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame. What a shame it is, my friend, that we can't experience what the kingdom of heaven has. Because we can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we can. I'm not going to preach to you to wait till you get over yonder. Folks, hey, a lot of folks ain't got no desire to go home. Do you know that? There's something about life. I have no clue. I have no clue when I'll draw my last breath. I have none. Zero. And I don't know about you, but I count that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Can you imagine Hezekiah? Now, I want you to know, and you read in the Bible, you'll find out Hezekiah was a righteous man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hezekiah was one of them good kings.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Hezekiah, my friend, didn't do too bad. He made some mistakes, but he didn't do too bad. But you know what happened? You know the scripture. Isaiah come to him. He said, Hezekiah, set your house in order, for thou shalt surely die. Yes, sir. Thou shalt surely die. Can I tell you something? Hezekiah heard that message. Yes, sir. He heard it. He didn't just hear it, folks. He done something about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful. You don't think a lot of it sometimes. But us preachers, my friend, we don't like just preaching to the wall and nothing happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth. I've been to meeting, my friend. I've been to meeting right here in this church. To where it was just about a revival all year long. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. all year long. We're having people saved about every week we come. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, reckon what happened? Ain't nothing wrong with God.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with what he's done. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm your pastor, but thank God I feel the same spirit I did then. I believe the Lord let a man, my friend, have the spirit of God and the liberty of God, no matter what the people do. Yes, sir. I ain't no idiot. And I'll guarantee you, these messages that have said in your heart that you'll never get away from.
Amen.
And they some, my friend, that just ain't never hit the door. Preacher, why would you say something like that? Well, I'm a preacher, but I've been preached too.
Yeah.
They some of them, my friend, I couldn't tell you squat about. Just the truth. They some of my own messages I couldn't tell you about. And I don't understand that, and I'm not going to worry about that. I could worry myself sick, my friend, because people's not moving. But I got news for you. God's still God. And brother, God still loves you. And God's still trying to get your attention. One day, my friend, the bell's going to go off. Can I tell you something? You may think I'm crazy, but I ain't never been lost but once.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. And brethren, I was doing fine. I was doing fine until Jesus knocked on that door.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He knocked on that door. Daniel, things changed. Yeah. In my life, things changed. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get away from it. Thank God it don't matter how many days it is. It's just one lost period.
Amen.
Listen. But I'm glad I didn't stay lost.
Amen.
Amen. I honestly believe the night I got saved, I honestly believe that was my last chance. I did. It's over. Either I come or it's done. Yes, sir. And you know what? It wasn't hard. I'm just going to be honest with you. Those people, my friend, getting that altar, they try to be saved. I got news for you. You let Jesus save you and you'll be saved. Quit trying.
Amen.
Oh, allow him, thank God, to work in your life. You know what you'll find? You'll find a bigger life.
Amen.
I can preach that.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I ain't picking on Crafton here, but Crafton preached to me before I was ever a preacher. Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. I'm going to tell on him. First church he pastored, old J.O. J.O. was talking. He said, it's going to be interesting to see see how he does under pressure.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? He loves you. Amen. Listen, folks. This thing's larger than we are. Greater than we are. Wonderful. Thank God, wonderful this morning. Isn't it? Isn't it a wonderful life? Isn't it the best thing you ever done? The best thing. I can remember I hate to say it, but I can remember a time or two that I didn't do what God wanted me to do. I said this a few times. Now I'm going to tell you something. There's something greater than me. There's something bigger than me. I couldn't really say how long people used to say a lot, well, he's running from his preaching. He's running from his preaching. And people run for years. And when the Lord started dealing with me, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't realize everything that's going on. I didn't do it. When I did realize, when I come to the realization that the Lord was dealing with me about preaching, I quit reading my book. This is me. I quit. I was a Sunday school teacher. Seriously. Preacher, what'd you do that for? Well, I figured he wouldn't call me to preach if I didn't know nothing about it. That's exactly what I thought. That's my line of thinking. And you know what? It didn't get no better. It didn't get no better. Then I held on to the fact, well, ain't nobody knows it. I just lay low. Miserable. Crafton, miserable. I was miserable on my job. I was miserable at home. I couldn't find no peace nowhere. And I was saved, born again. Yes, sir. But one thing I wouldn't do. Communion foot washing, May 1976. I never will forget it. It's a lengthy service anyway. And I got in that altar, and about 2 hours later, they had prayed with me. Everybody in this world prayed with me. And I was holding on to one thing. Lord, there ain't nobody knows nothing but me. And I just hadn't been willing. Honestly, I just hadn't been willing. I didn't understand everything, Crafton. I didn't understand what in the world was going on. Sister Myrtle Goodnight, dear old saint, love it. I loved her, thank God. She'd shout. She'd get to shouting. Then there's another sister or two get to shouting around the church there. And I tell you, it wouldn't be but a little bit. We was in meeting. Yes, sir. But they had prayed with me and prayed with me and prayed with me. And Sister Myrtle got up and she said, church, she said, I know we've prayed with Randy. And said, I know that there's something he's not willing to do. Very words she said. Something to that effect. He's just not willing to do. Come around, let's pray. And when she said that, the Lord said, see there. See there. See there. You ain't the only one. You say, preacher, you think Lord showed her? I know he did. Huh? I know he did. He took every excuse I had. She said that. They didn't have to pray no more. It was over. Do you know that? It was over. I got up, I told the church that the Lord called me to preach. Listen, folks. God takes care of his. He'll take care of you. Greater is he that's on the inside than he that is in the world. Greater. Come and get a verse of a song. I don't know you hard. I want to tell you something, and I you can mark it down, mark it off, or whatever you want to. I can't help it. I can't get it out of my heart, my mind. I don't need no good country singing group to sing to me about Jesus. You know what Randy needs? He needs a good Lois. And he needs a good Dolly. You say, preacher, I don't even know them. Yeah, but the Lord does.
Yeah.
And they know the Lord.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen. There's something bigger on the inside. If you're a child of God, you've been born again, there's something on the inside that's greater. Greater. Greater than the world. Greater. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You may deny it. You may push it back. You may push it out. But the truth of it is, you need Him that's greater than the world.
Amen.
Jesus came to bring life. And He did. He'll get your attention. He will. He'll get your attention one way or another. Yes, He will. And once you come to the realization that you're lost, did you hear that? That you're lost. You say, preacher, I ain't done this and I ain't done that. How in the world did I get lost? Well, you're going to become lost before you get saved.
Yeah.
One way, form, or another.
Yeah.
You're going to. There's something in you that's greater than Him that is in the world. Let us stand. Sing a verse.